to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, you just got two new family members. What are they, two?
Two old English bulldogs.
Oh my gosh. And they're
just the cutest things. And you know, at most people that watch the videos, I have Spalding. He's also an old English. And now he's got two sisters.
Well, and I think it's wonderful. We were getting ready to come on here and she started giggling. And so we wanted to make sure you guys know that if she's giggling, it's not at us. It's not at me. It's probably at what the girls are doing. I can't wait to meet them. They're 12 weeks old. You said
12, 13? Yeah, 12 weeks. They're 12 weeks. Between 12 and 13. They're extremely cute.
So what had got us started in this is, I've said this before on many podcasts, I like to be kind of like the old kung fu master, that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And you had a great Zoom last night with the members, and some of them were saying, go ahead and tell the story about what they were saying and what you were talking to me about.
Sure. So one of the challenges that we deal with RunnerX is most people that come to us are injured runners. Like, we get people that are injured, they want to get back to running, or maybe they're older, they used to run. So for example, we had an older guy join. He's in his, I think he's 72. And in the beginning, he was more like, do you think I can do this because I'm older? And my answer is like, of course. Like, you should never stop learning, guys. It's important to keep moving and keep learning. So anyway, here he comes, and I'm proud of him because that's a big step too. So then he came in and we encouraged him. We encourage everybody to come onto the Zoom. And what is the Zoom? What it is you come on and I coach a class. It's a running. And so we work on drills and we work on the movement of running, how it feels to run. And if you've never done something like that, it's awkward because running is supposed to be so natural. So you have to first kind of set your ego aside, right? Like, I can learn something, even if it's a movement I think I know. And then the challenge,
be open and be coachable to, like correct. You said, because it's something I think I know, but I need to be open to this concept that I may not have known it.
Right. And the fun part is everyone's learning as well. So there's, you know, you're not alone, except I only talk to you.
Yeah.
So the fun part is, so last night, here he comes on the Zoom and everyone else, we had six people total. So it's not these huge classes. It's a small, comfortable group of people. And so I taught for him because they've been with me for well over a year, most of them. So no one has ever done with the learning. But the best part was at the end, the people that had been there the longest were like, oh, I'm finally really feeling what you've been saying. I feel the lightness. I feel the lift. And it's so fun for me because I get to watch the progression. But what I was telling Caroline is, what's happened is over this past year, they've been with us. They've been working the movements. They've been running. However, they're now at a place where their mind is open, but also their perception is open. Like, they feel now they've gotten the base strength and the base skill and the base perception. So now when I say, oh, feel the lightness, feel unweighted, they go, oh, I feel it. And then Ken, who it's his very first time, I'm explaining to him, it's not that you're not going to run for a year, but that it can take a while to really connect with really good movement. And like you talked about karate or kung fu.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that took one lesson in karate and said to me, that was it. I finished. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
right?
So, unless you're Neo in the Matrix, you know, and you get plugged in.
Well, we always talk about that. Like, all these movies, like, they always have a montage, right? And so like, RunnerX, we are the montage. Like, we've got you come in as a before, we take you through the montage and you come out the after, but you got to live the montage.
Right. And that's the hard part. It's not. Yeah. Well, and that's what's so funny. Guys, with the montage as our analogy here, remember, it's always hard at the beginning. Like, you feel awkward, you feel weird, you're frustrated. Things don't, you know, seem like it's going right. You can't, you know, Rocky can't catch the chicken, right? or Captain America can't grab the shield. So I want you to realize that's everybody. It's everything you're learning. So be open to, it's just going to take a little bit of time. Some people, it doesn't take long at all. Some people it takes a little longer, but I love hearing that some of the, what we call our OGs, you know, that are still learning and still able to, like you said, one of them was commenting that you answered questions that they'd had for years. And I wonder, like, is it that they didn't know that they should ask the question, or they just never could articulate it? You know how you have a question? I don't even know how to ask the question.
Correct. Yes. And this is so good too, because again, this also goes back to being coachable. And I think that sometimes people are hesitant to ask a question. They think, well, shouldn't I know that? Is that a question?
Yeah.
You know, see what I mean? Like everyone
else.
Yeah,
that's something I shouldn't. Yeah.
Here's another great example. There's a woman that came into the membership in a lot of pain, and she had tried so many different things. She's got plantar pain and Achilles pain, and she's tried, you name it, she's tried it. So she couldn't make a Zoom call. And so she was frustrated. So she reached out. So we said, that's okay. You know what? We are here for you. So we actually scheduled a one-on-one call. So same thing. I got her on and I just need to see you and
right.
talk to you for a second. And we had a great conversation. I showed her two things to think about. And she sent in her gait analysis yesterday. And I'm so proud of her. I mean, it was just because if you're willing to put in the work, I give you everything you need to do. And all I ask back is you check in and ask me questions. And I'm so proud of her because she was just like, I don't get it. I'm so frustrated. I'm confused and I'm hurting. So I said, well, let me just talk to you. And honestly, so for so many people, because they're hurting or they're frustrated, it's hard to look past that. So then I'm like, hold, just take that away for a minute and let me just help you feel something. And if they can just feel for a second, like what they're supposed to be kind of practicing and looking for in their run, then she's like, okay, now I want to go try. Now I want to go practice. Now I've got, you know, something to think about while I run other than my foot hurts.
Right.
And
you know, what's really powerful about that too is, and I want the audience to realize this, if you've been thinking about joining us, and a lot of people have asked, and we've talked about this, I want to work with Valerie one-on-one. And we explain that sometimes that group setting is a better experience.
100%.
But if you're struggling, like we're not gonna, we don't lock Valerie away. She's not, it's not that she has this, you know, if you're really struggling, and that's what was happening with this lady, she was struggling. So we just said, okay, just get on a 15-minute call. I mean, I'm not going to, nobody wants you to stay in pain. Nobody wants you to struggle. And of course, I don't want you leaving the membership feeling frustrated. Let's give this, if that's what it takes, the whole point of it is that you don't need that one-on-one. You don't need her to only coach you. I would love to take your money, people, but you don't need to. I appreciate that. Put the money on things that other things you want, but stay with us longer. Maybe if you want to put that money into committing to us for a year, that would be wonderful. But within that year, you might only need to really talk to Valerie in that, I need to just be honest with you and talk with you for 15 minutes and have you watch only me and talk about my issues for 15 minutes, like twice in a whole year. I can probably fill up. I don't even think I could fill up both hands with the number of people in the last. And we have them, you know, coming through all the time, guys, that in the last year have needed that one-on-one time. I can't even fill up one hand.
Well, especially if they do their, especially guys, if you do your check-ins, which is really your one-on-one time, because we ask you for a weekly check-in. So you film yourself, you send it in, you ask as many questions as you want. You're getting a lot of one-on-one time. And in the Zooms, it's one-on-one because I watch everybody. So we do really want to work with you. However, what most people love about RunnerX is that they get to, because running is your own thing. So we're giving you the tools to get out there and run. And then when you come back, if you have questions, you need help, I'm here, we're here. And the best part is, you know, everyone that does the check-ins, like if you spend the whole first month doing your check-ins, then what we find is just a huge amount of progression. But the best part is, just like Caroline said, when you're struggling, something's going on. I mean, this, I'm a trainer. I'm your coach. I'm here for you.
Right.
That's the best part. But my going back to just the basics of what I was saying about, that's the best part of mixing the new people with our OGs, we call them, because they are the first people to be like, hey guys, we struggle too. You know, we're here. We are still here. And all of the people that are staying in the membership, they're running ultra marathons, marathons, whatever, Spartan events. They've already gotten to back to their running, reaching their goals. And here they are still showing up on Zoom, still sending in check-ins, because now they recognize that to stay where you want to be, to keep achieving your goals, really helpful to have someone keep their eye on you and just keep checking in on your form.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's how important that is. So what we're coming back to here, guys, is coming into that idea that coming in coachable, coming in open-minded, giving us a chance, trying something that maybe you haven't tried before. Maybe you feel like you've tried everything. So come on in and give us a chance and realize that if you are open and coachable, it will come in time. And we are here to help you. And even if it doesn't work out, maybe financially or whatever the case may be, we have people that leave us for a while and then come back. We get that too. So hopefully we'll find it interesting to come in and join us. Go to runnerx.fit, click work with RunnerX, and you'll find all the different ways you can work with us. And we would love to have you join us. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunnerX podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runnerx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.